Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. You landed on the best podcast in the world. You know why? Because I am the top mindset and crypto coach in the world. Do you know why? Because I say I am. I am as I am, and I will always be as I am. So if I say I am a loser, I am right. If I say I'm the best top health mindset coach in the world, I'm right. If I say I'm the top crypto coach in the world, I am right. There's no ranking that says that. There's no award that I received, only in my mind, because I understand deeply how the subconscious mind works. And I want to ask you a question, and you know what the question is. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, why the fuck haven't you activated? Activation Friday. And if that cuss word offends you, I'm probably not the right person to listen to if you're brand new to my podcast, because this is my podcast and I can say whatever I want. And this is me self-reflecting and talking to myself. I'm talking to a microphone. I can't even see you. So this is me talking to me. Okay. So why haven't you activated? That is the question. Why? I've taught you what the subconscious mind does. These are facts, figures, numbers, logic. Your subconscious mind is going to give you exactly what you want. That's how God created it. Pray with discernment, not beg, don't flounder. Pray as if it exists because I already gave it to you. Don't pray for the job. McDonald's is hiring. Humble yourself. Get the job while you try to get that next level of education. Drive Uber. Stop watching TikTok. Stop watching YouTube videos and cat videos and go do something. Like, there's so much time, and I will do it for you. If you want me to break down your timeline, everybody that says to me, I don't have time, that's bullshit. I don't have money, that's bullshit. It's a choice you are making and a decision you are making to be broke. I don't care what circumstance you grew up in. I don't care who your parents are. I don't care the disability you have. What I do care is what you can do, because every time you tell me about your disability, I will show you. There's a guy with no arms and no legs who is a motivational speaker on TikTok, who is a bodybuilder, who is ripped. He has stubs. He's a motivational speaker. He has a gorgeous girlfriend and a sports car. And you're fucking complaining? You have full faculties? Think about that, Warriors. You have no excuses. If you give me an excuse, I will break it apart and I will show you somebody who is way worse off than you that's doing it in the physical world, but in their mind, they're not. That's what I'm getting at. It's not your spouse. It's not your house. It's not your circumstance. Okay, you have a debilitating disease. Well, you have the choice to be happy today. You do. Are you in pain? Okay. Well, I've never been through the pain. I can't relate to that, but you do have a choice to be happy. You have a choice to do the best you can with the limited resources you have within this moment. You do. You do. We could go round and round about this, and there's going to be no winner to the argument, because your paradigm is your paradigm. You could tell me that, JV, you don't understand. You know, it's hereditary. I got cancer. My life is ruined because I have cancer now. Okay. I believe you. If you say my life, but I've also met people that have had cancer, to include me. A lot of people don't realize I had cancer and I never really told anybody about it. I got it and it was pinkus. It was a bunch of different. It went into my muscle. I told my mom and I told my ex-wife. That was it. You know why? Because I didn't want anybody feeding energy. In my mind, I didn't have it. I got it taken care of. Done. Bye. See ya. It didn't spread. It didn't do anything. You know why? Because I'm a beast. Because I'd never had it. It didn't exist. I had a positive attitude, and I knew there's only a couple people I could tell, because they wouldn't go tell everybody in the world and put a bunch of negative energy toward, oh, Jamie has cancer. Nobody would care. They have their own problems, and I didn't want people needing to pray for me and do all this stuff. I prayed for myself. My God, thank you so much for the ability and the immune system. Kick the living shit out of this. And got it removed, got it dug into my muscle, got it out, and we were good to go. We moved on. And I stopped doing the things that were probably going to cause that. Think about that, Warriors. So we could go down the route. You don't understand. I have a drug addiction. Well, I had an opiate addiction. I was taking 20 pills a day and I started shooting up, and I was shooting up in front of my 3-year-old daughter, who was a thriving young lady now, 17 years old. And as we're filming this, she started her first job. She's amazing, beautiful, stunning, freaking kick-ass kid. And that kid watched me shoot up, 3 years old, for 2 years of her life. Shoot up. Dad was high, driving around with her in the car seat. Fucking shitty stuff, man. Sat in her diaper, shit in her diaper a whole day because I was high on drugs. Man, what other excuse you got? You want to give me another one? What is it? I was picked on as a kid. Something happened to me as a child that shouldn't happen to a child for like 4 or 5 years, for 4.5 years. Yep, not good. Not good. But I believe God put me through that to put me in the position to be able to relate to most people. I've been there, done that, warriors. But I decided to make a decision to change my life, to change my mindset, to stop making excuses and to surround myself with good, wholesome people who really care about me, who are going to call me on my shit, who are going to be honest with me, who are going to lift me up when I fall, but also punk me when I'm going too far. It's just choices, warriors. It's so simple. It's so simple. So the question I started with is, why haven't you activated yet? Oh, you're afraid of failure? Well, guess what? You're failing right now by not activating. How does that feel? So you already built that fear into yourself, or you already beat the fear because you're doing it right now. We could go round and round and round and round about this, but if you have kids, your kids are watching you. They're not listening to you. They're not listening to a word you say. My daughter watches my every move. She asked me so many remarkable questions about the meet and greet. First of all, why couldn't I go? That was cool. I said it was a 21 and older event. Okay, cool. Tell me about it. How many people came? What was it like, Dad? Did you feel famous? What do you think about that? What does it make you feel? I mean, cool questions. Like, she was like, it's so neat. Like, this is cool. Like, this. She's like, it's so interesting. She was so intrigued by it. She's watching my every move. I could talk shit about doing this stuff, or I could just do it, which we are. So what do you want for your life? And why don't you have it? Nobody's taking it from you. Nobody's stopping. That's my shaman taught me in my last experience. Nobody's taking anything from me. Nobody can take anything from me. Nobody. Except myself. People are going to hurt you. People are going to fuck you over. People are going to fuck you over. That's a fact. I'm sorry. It's just part of life. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. People are going to kill people. People are going to cheat on people. People are going to do some really shitty things. And it's going to happen to some of you guys and me. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Rest all your laurels on the one bad act that happened to you to ruin the rest of your life and ruin your kid's life and generation after generation? Or are you going to make a decision to flip it? I mean, you're not a bad person if you did something wrong. You just made a bad decision. Doesn't mean that's who you are. You just made a temporary decision. You're probably where you're not supposed to be, and you did something you weren't supposed to do, and you lost something you were supposed to have. I'll repeat that. That's a simple formula. You're somewhere you're not supposed to be. You're going to do something you're not supposed to do, and you're going to lose something you're supposed to have. So freaking get where you're supposed to be and do the things you're supposed to do, and you're going to get what you want. Let's not make this too complicated, warriors. You got this. So I love you. I appreciate you. If I hurt your feelings, good. Get your shit together. It's simple, right? You feeling me? If you're still here, I love you. Appreciate you. I'll talk to you on Monday. Warriors, rise.